Rhonda, Jackie, Michelle, John, Annie, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, family, friends, members of Wheat Ridge Lutheran Church, brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning comes from our gospel reading. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. In the name of Jesus, we sit here in this season of Easter, 6 more weeks that the church gets to celebrate this joyful time, a mere 5 days removed from basking in the sure and certain confidence of the resurrection of our Lord on Easter. This is a season and a time for rejoicing for the church, and yet here we find ourselves also in a time of mourning. We have lost our dear sister in Christ, Julene. And it's an odd thing for us to try and maneuver this mourning, joyful celebration of Easter and the mourning of death. Songs of celebration and joyful expectation are what fill our voices on Sunday mornings, and yet on a day like today, it probably feels as if those types of songs are a little bit out of place. In a way, sitting at a funeral in the midst of Easter seems painfully ironic. And yet, I dare say that probably there isn't a better time to be at a funeral. And I know, tears are going to fill our eyes today, and a few of them are probably going to roll down our cheeks, just like they have for the last couple of weeks and maybe even months. Death hurts. It even hurts when it seems to be inevitable, and we've all had the opportunity to prepare ourselves for its arrival, whatever that even means, because I'm not even sure that any of us can really actually prepare ourselves for the death of a loved one. We can try. We can set things in motion and make sure that all the right people have all been notified and all the arrangements are done and the funeral service has been set in stone for 6 months prior. But no one knows what the death of a loved one is going to feel like until you wake up the next morning and that person is no longer there. Because sometimes death doesn't just pop up as a stranger in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's just been lurking there, right there at the doorstep, peering in through the windows for longer than we would like to admit. Death is a vile, an awful thing that tears at our heartstrings and messes with our minds. It's not a friend. It's never ever a friend. And that's why funerals, even when we try to turn them into celebrations of life, it doesn't really work. Because we can't pretend that death has somehow helped usher in a happy moment for us. Funerals aren't happy. And if we try and convince ourselves that they are happy occasions, then we're just lying to ourselves and we're actually refusing to recognize the fullness of the situation. And in so doing, then, we're actually also robbing ourselves from the true comfort and joy. And yes, I did say joy, because joy is different than happy that we find on a day like today. I know, and many of you most certainly knew as well, that Julene was ready to go. She was tired. She even said so in the last couple of days and weeks. She was tired. And I know for many of us, that's hard to believe, because any of us who knew Julene knew that at the ripe old age of 95, she had more vigor and fervor than most 20-year-olds do. But this broken body of ours, ever since the fall into sin, it's not built to live forever. Try as we might, we can't ever outrun death. And so, on April 12th, 2025, Julene Ann Hendricks crossed her finish line. Her race had been run. And it was time for her to peacefully go into the arms of her Lord. And I know, and I'm sure, that over the last couple of months, a great many conversations have been had within the Hendricks family. That's how it is with all families during these types of situations. And sometimes these conversations go really easy, and sometimes they don't. And sometimes old grudges pop up their ugly heads, and sometimes past regrets make themselves known as well. And sometimes we find ourselves wishing that we would have done things differently in the last week or month or last 20 years of our life. And sometimes we wish that things that we said were left unsaid. And sometimes we wish at the same time that we had had the courage to say to people that we loved the things that we really did mean, the things that we left closed behind locked lips. Life is full of regrets sometimes. And it's full of sin. Sometimes it's even full of bad choices. But part of the comfort that we have today, it's not found in the what ifs or the if I only had, but it's found in the absolutes. Because none of us can make up for the things that we've done in the past, but we can stand in the promise of the forgiveness of sins that Christ has won for us. Knowing that his death, it doesn't mean that our past is okay, but instead it means that our past and our present and our future, all of the wrongs that we have and will and do commit, they're forgiven full and clear and forever in Christ. Because this is the hope that Julene rested securely in. Her hope and her comfort, they were not found in herself, not in her works, not in any sort of promises to make any amends, or not in her best intentions to live her best life and do everything that the best that she could, but instead her hope and her comfort was found in Christ. She rested in that sure and certain promise that her Savior had already taken upon himself all of her sins, that he bore them in his own body, took them all the way to that cross. He shed his most precious blood upon them, covering each and every single one of her sins with that perfect atoning sacrifice that rendered all of her sins forgiven. The same hope, the same promise is yours today too. Christ died for you. Part of the proclamation of a funeral is the proclamation of the forgiveness of sins found in Christ. And so let it be known to you, you are forgiven in and through Christ. But I don't want to only focus on the ugly, broken things of this world, because our Lord has granted to us many great and wonderful things in this creation of his, even if our sin has broken it. And so it's true that Julian found immense joy in what the church calls the first article gifts, the things of this tangible world that we can touch and feel and taste and smell. Many of you know what those things were better than I do. This week, it was the first time that I found out that she was a bowler or a golfer. Someone's going to have to tell me out there if she ever rolled a perfect game or plopped in a hole in one. It was also news to me that she enjoyed watching the Colorado Rockies, which is amazing if you think about it, because I didn't think anybody could enjoy watching the Colorado Rockies play baseball, especially the last couple of years. But what I did know about Julie is that, temporally speaking, in this earthly plane, she found the most joy in her family and in the ones that she loved. And those of us sitting here today were among some of her favorite people in the world. And I'm confident that she thanked the good Lord above for each and every single one of you, just as each and every single one of us thanks the good Lord above for her, the gift that she has been for us, the wonderful blessing that she has been to us. And she will certainly be missed. So talk about the good times. And goodness, even when the time's right, talk about the bad times. Shed a tear of happiness and shed a tear of sadness. It's good for us to do all of these things as we remember our dear sister in Christ. But above all of those things that we do, and we should, find comfort in Christ and in his resurrection. Christ our Lord came into our flesh to bear the sin of sinners, which Julene was numbered. And because of all Julene's sins have already been placed upon her Savior, because Christ Jesus died his death for her, on her behalf, he also won for her what we just celebrated 5 days ago. On Easter, we stare into that empty tomb of Jesus. And the empty tomb of Christ means that sins are forgiven. And the empty tomb of Christ means that Satan and all of his accusation that he slings at us and at Julene throughout her life, it's all been defeated, all been declared to be lies. And the empty tomb of Christ means that Jesus has destroyed the powers of death. With sin forgiven, death has lost its sting. And so without its sting, death means nothing more than just a peaceful slumber for those who have died in Christ. That's the comfort that Julene had above everything else, especially near the end. That was the comfort that she held fast to, clung to in faith. She knew that her death was nothing to fear, that she would soon be with her Savior, that all the pain and suffering that a 95-year-old body has to endure was soon going to be taken from her. She was tired. And she was tired of being tired. She just wanted to rest in the arms of her Savior. She was ready to go home. Those were the things we just sang about in the first two hymns that she chose. She was ready to be with her Lord. And she knew with absolute confidence and certainty that as a baptized child of God, even though she would soon die with him, just as our epistle reading said for today, that she would also live for eternity with him. Because he remains faithful to us, to her, all the way to the cross and the empty tomb and back again. It's very fitting, because she chose everything of this funeral, the psalm, all the readings, all the hymns. It was fitting that she chose the Song of Simeon for the gospel reading for her funeral. Tradition tells us that Simeon, too, had lived a long and full life. And yet he had the privilege of knowing that he would not see death until he saw the Lord's Christ. And so, right after what we know as Christmas, into the temple, Mary and Joseph brought this infant Redeemer, which Simeon took up into his arms and gave praise and thanksgiving to our God above that salvation had now come to him. The same was absolutely true for Julene as well. That's why it was such a privilege for me to bring her Holy Communion just a couple of days before she fell asleep in her Lord. And at that point, she was too weak to receive it as normal, so a crumb of Christ's body was placed upon her tongue, and a small sponge soaked in the blood of Christ was placed in her mouth. And there she received her Savior at the end of her life, assuring her and granting her the promise that when she saw death, only a few days later, she would immediately see her Savior's face. She's now with Jesus, with her Lord, with her Christ. Julene is home in heaven, which means that she is with Jesus. Because where Jesus is, there is heaven. And she no longer has any pain, and she no longer has any suffering. And all tears are wiped away from her eyes. And she's now dining at that everlasting feast of the Lamb that has no end. And the day is soon fast approaching where that grave of hers will be as empty as Christ's grave on Easter morning. For Christ will come again in glory, and he will call her perfect body out of the tomb to be reunited with the Spirit, her Spirit, which now stands before the throne of the Lamb singing praises this very day, right now. The hope and the comfort of Easter, that's what grants us healing today. Here, as we sit at a funeral and we prepare to go to a graveyard and commend the body of our dear mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and friend and sister in Christ to the Lord. So give thanks to the Lord for the gift of Julene, that we were privileged to know her and love her. And give thanks to the Lord for sins forgiven, for atonement made, for hers and yours in Christ. Give thanks to the Lord that Julene has been raised in the Spirit and is right now, this very day, enjoying the gifts of heaven. Give thanks to the Lord that the empty tomb means her bodily resurrection is sure and certain, and so is yours. And so today, no, we're not happy, but we can most certainly find the joy of Easter. For he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of Jesus.